Good evening, NPPF and Tampa Photography Forum members. Got a audio boo coming your way this evening. Just finished up our two-part studio photography model portrait workshop today. And boy, what a blast we had. Ross Crisson and I did a tag team for about 16 of our members. We did a four-hour workshop in the morning and a four-hour workshop in the afternoon. Two separate workshops. They were the same topics. Everybody got the same material. And we went into Ross's studio in Clearwater and worked with professional models. And the members got to learn about working with various types of studio lighting and working with, you know, learning to pose models, learning to direct models, learning to get different moods and expressions, along with all the lighting techniques, photography techniques, and everybody had a great time. We wrapped it up. Each group got an hour of Photoshop technique, how to retouch model portraits, and work with it like that. Everybody had a great time. And on top of that, they all get to go home with a DVD with all the class materials. They had five lessons on how to shoot portraits, how to work with umbrellas, how to do casual portraits, just a number of great lessons for them. And they got about 4 to 6 hours of training on video tutorials on how to retouch portraits and model portraits and such. Great workshop. We had a blast. And we're going to be doing it again. So if you missed out on this one, because I know it filled up in a hurry, Ross and I are repeating the whole thing Saturday, September 12th. And we're doing it as a two-parter again. So you don't have to sign up for both. The classes are the same, but we limit them to 8. So everybody gets one-on-one time with the model, and they get one-on-one time with Ross as he helps direct them, you know, and teach them how to work with models and all the stuff that we're kind of scared to do. Ross is there to help you every step of the way. It was a blast. So we're doing it from 9 to 1 in the morning, and then we do a second group of photographers from 3 to 7. And I know there's people that have signed up already, so be sure and get in on the action. If you have any interest in shooting models, portraits, whether they're professional or casual, it's okay. The next thing I want to talk about is our Sunday morning photo walk tomorrow. We're having a great turnout for this event. It's a new park for the NPPF people. We're going over to Lettuce Lake, which is off of Fletcher, over by USF and Mosey and in that area. And we've got 27 people that have RSVP'd. And the other cool thing is the Tampa Photography Forum is they've got, I think, almost 20 people RSVP'd. Now, there is some crossover. Some NPPF members are also Tampa Photography Forum members and things. But this is going to be a great turnout. Tampa Photography is going to, you know, become its own entity real soon. Right now, I'm having to piggyback some activities together, and there will always be some crossover of these events. And the great thing about it is that if you have a membership in the one group, you automatically have a membership in the other. And as time goes on, this is going to mean that for the members of both groups, that they'll have probably 50 to 60 events every month that they'll be able to pick and choose from. And we've got a great crew of assistant organizers being developed, and these are the leaders that are going to be running some of the photo walks. They're going to be teaching some of the classes. So we're developing a great crew of people to assist everyone in not only having fun in all these events, but also you're going to learn a little something. And the classes, the workshops, the seminars, they all go hand in hand. But again, as I've said several times in these audio boos, if you're not out there taking pictures, it's not the same as reading it in a book and everything else. So I'm going to sign off here. I know we're going to have a great crowd tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to seeing everyone. So long.